It's especially nice and interesting when this next person comes on for an interview, because outside of running an outstanding antique store, she has these events at Montage that really are amazing events that come to our area. And one of them is coming up, which will run beginning this Saturday and run into the first week of February. And we've got Dana Jennings, of course, from Montage with us. Dana, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me.
You know, every time I speak to you, it amazes me, because, yes, you have an antique store, and, yes, it's terrific, but the different events, pop-ups or whatever that you bring in there, truly are astounding, because they're the type of events that you might see in a much larger city.
Well, you know, we like to mix it up. I think being such a large shop, we do get opportunities that come our way, and Millerton has become such a hub of activity that I think people tend to gravitate there. And the more people that gravitate to an area, the more opportunity and the more possibility comes up. And we're very excited about this show.
It's, well, for people that don't know, the French artist Robert Bonfils is the show, 1886 to 1972. And the interesting thing about this collection, really, it hasn't been available. It's been a private collection, right?
That's right, yes. We were able to get a very large body of his work out of a private collection. And one of the things that's very particular about it, Bonfils was most known for his print work, and that was very early in his career. It was like in the teens and 20s. And he was known for theater scenery, and he also designed textiles, which were printed by Bianchini. But later in his career, sort of between the wars and then post-World War II, he did a small collection of oils on canvas, and I'm betting that they really have not been in the mainstream. I've done a lot of research on him, and I cannot find examples. And yet, here's this body of work. We have some of his early work that, you know, are theater designs and textile patterns and also some small genre scenes. But we also have this unusual collection of oils on canvas. And they're like scenes, beach scenes, still life, portraits, all kinds of nudes and things like that. So we see a side of his talent and his interest that was not in the mainstream, and it was all gathered together in this one collection. It was very exciting.
What's interesting about this is when you go to an art show and see art, it's not all the time that you get a chance to see somebody's early works and then flip it back to an era that most of us are somewhat familiar with, and that is the post-World War II era. You really do get an idea of the artist, a better idea of the artist, and how the artist evolves from one period to another.
That's exactly right. And you know, obviously all the work is for sale, but what will be really, really interesting for connoisseurs of the 20th century and of modernism is to see this artist whose work starts out in the Beaux-Arts and then really evolves. Because by the time we get into his 1950s work, we see a hardcore modernist perspective and very stylized figures. So it's fascinating to me that this is such a wonderful snapshot of the evolution from the late 19th century artist evolving well into the mid 20th century, and how that changes his eye and his work.
It's interesting, because you do get a chance to almost look through the artist's eyes as to life as he saw it in the 19th century, and then it's very rare the span turns into how he interprets and what he sees in the 20th century.
Yes, and you know, the thing I'm thinking about when I look at this stuff, Marshall, is that, you know, he goes from this is all, by the way, happening in Paris. We have to keep that in mind. This is a French artist who works in France all his life, and so he's looking at that world pre-war, then through World War I, then the between the wars period, which was, you know, a riot in Paris, and social and exciting, and then it's through the Second World War. And it's very interesting to see the way his work changes after the Second World War. It's just, it's extraordinary. I mean, and viewers who come to see the show are really going to see that snapshot of the evolution of taste, but also a kind of social perception that changes. It's palpable.
We're speaking with Dana Jennings, of course, Montage Antiques, located at 25 Main Street in Millerton. Once again, an art show which will kick off on Saturday, January 14th, and basically runs through the first week of February. And that is a privately held collection that you'll be able to see of French artist Robert Bonfey. You know, and Americans and people in this country, in North America, there's a connection that we have with France. We have a connection like this also with England, but there's a connection with France that you also get a look through what the artist works at the connection that we have with France, and you learn a little bit more about life in French culture and the evolution of French culture.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, we as Americans have always slightly romanticized, or even quite a bit romanticized, French life. And with good reason, because even through these two wars, there was a difference in the pace of life and a sensitivity to kind of the dailiness of life that I think a lot of us really miss at home. You know, we gallop along, and it's kind of a blur, and I think one of the things everybody likes about taking a trip to Paris is just that pace. And it's evident in many artists' work, you know, and certainly in European artists' work. So anyway, we're very excited to bring this to Millerton, and it's a good show. It's a broad show, and it's going to be just very interesting for people to have a chance to see this evolution. And also, perhaps, to purchase a piece. And they're very moderately priced, and they're really appealing. I think we're all tempted to keep some of them. the Montage family.
I was just going to say that when you first saw the paintings, and now that they're going to be set up to show, do you have a favorite that you picked out immediately of your own?
Yeah, you know, all four of us, our two daughters and Chris and myself, I mean, we gravitate to different things. Our daughter, Phoebe, who does all our advertising, obviously picked her favorite for our ad in Main Street Magazine, and I think you have a copy of that.
Yeah.
It's a nude. I actually am very partial to his still life, and my husband is very partial to the beach scenes. Wait till they see the beach scenes. They are really a riot. And then our other daughter, Chloe, is also quite partial to the nude. So there are a lot of female nudes that are very evocative of those kind of academic studies, but with that very sort of 1930s, 1940s taste, with wonderful fabric drapery and, you know, loose toweling and lots of texture. So, yeah, we all gravitate towards something different, but we are antique dealers and we are collectors, so we were very excited to get this collection.
So once again, the collection is going to be on display beginning Saturday, January 14th, running through February 6th at Montage 25 Main Street in Millerton. Now, we've got to change the seasons. Even though we're in winter, it doesn't feel like winter. Is it a busy time at Montage where you're kind of preparing for hopefully an early spring and then a summer?
Well, you know, we always laugh that it's, people say, oh, it must be slowing down because it's winter, and our answer to that is actually it isn't really a seasonal world up here anymore. It's more like it's a little quiet the week or two after Christmas. Oh, it's a little quiet around tax time. It's a little quiet right after the kids go back to school. But as far as seasonality, I would say it's pretty robust year-round. You know, I'm looking forward to this weekend because it's the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. We'll have everybody home and looking for things to do. So we really try to, you know, place our special events on holiday weekends when we know there'll be a broader audience.
And what's interesting about you're being an antique dealer. Once again, it's with people that go into montage, it's a connection to the past that you're right, that doesn't rely on seasons. We all have that connection to the past. I think everybody, no matter whether you're young or old, whether you have a ton of money or not much money, likes to look at things from the past, and if possible, own stuff from the past.
Well, you know, this is a subject that I think is coming up more and more, particularly for shops in Millerton, where we also deal in a lot of furniture. It is so much more sustainable to furnish a home with things that are already made. The built universe is quite extensive, and we don't always have to order things from China or from some other far, far distant place, and we don't always have to, you know, fill our homes with things that are absolutely brand new. Reusing things and using things that have soul and character really creates a much more inviting and atmosphere that has great personality, and hopefully the personality of the owner. But I think it's inspiring for people to realize that, you know, putting antiques into your home, you know, decorating with original art, are things that will give you back so much more than just one more IKEA chair.
very well put. Well, once again, this really can't miss show, this art show, coming up January 14th, running through February 6th at Montage Antiques, 25 Main Street in Millerton. You can find out more about it at montageantiques.com. montageantiques.com. And Dana, it's always great to speak to you. I can't wait to I speak to you again and see what else you have up your sleeve.
Yes, I'll look forward to that, Marshall. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Dana. All right, that's Montage Antiques, and it sounds like a nice, incredible art show that you don't get necessarily a chance to see out here.